If I'd known I was going to be speaking, I would have worn the uniform. So imagine the mountain behind you is the South American, and Aconcagua is the biggest mountain. And as I'm walking up the foothills of the Andes Mountains, clump, clump, dust streaming up from my ugly Mormon missionary shoes, wearing the uniform, the white shirt, the suit, and those days, blue knit polyester, really not fashionable to the gay sensibilities. It's the last day of my Mormon mission, and typically a Mormon mission is 2 years, and this was 1 year in, and I was walking away. But I'm walking the wrong direction. I'm walking up the mountain instead of walking down the mountain. And I find this rock and I decide to sit and contemplate what's going on, where I am in my life, tears streaming down my cheek. And I reflect upon the letter that I had received that day from my boyfriend from BYU. And so first off, this is not 1998. It's 1982. And I realize that I look a little younger than maybe I am. However, that's my wishful thinking. And this is the era of the La Guerra Malvinas, the Falkland War. So I hadn't received any mail for many, many months. So I get this letter, and it's basically my boyfriend telling me that he was wrong, that he cannot be straight, that he's left the church, that the only person in my life that was my role model that could actually, you know, show me the way, that I pinned all of my beliefs on being straight and being Mormon, couldn't do it to the point of him committing or trying to commit suicide, that I had to rethink, why was I there? But I was there in the first place to test that belief. And with this letter, there was no more test needed. If the person who I believed could do it couldn't do it, then I knew I couldn't. So as I'm sitting on the rock, I watched the full moon rise above the Andes Mountains. There was that calm contemplation that comes over you when you make those kinds of transformations. And you think to yourself, it's like, okay, so now what am I going to do? And I'm like, I'm not Mormon because I'm gay. So as I walk down the mountain, plump, plump, I can see the valley below. I can see the search cars out looking for me because as a missionary, you never leave your companion. So I committed the cardinal sin for one thing. And I walked down, handed in my letter of resignation and walked off. And then I was able to reface my life, build it as the true authentic person that I was. And here I am before you today. I hope all of you get the chance to go see Book of Mormon, and please. Couldn't get tickets? Well, I had to get season tickets in order to get them, so. But thank you so much, and the authenticity, the differences in how we are looking at our sexuality, in our where we're coming from, the places that we're coming from in our life, it's beautiful. And thank you very much. Thank you.